This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and Mandy Nguyen is engineering. Our first guest on today's show is the new executive director of Trail Mix, Ryan O'Shaughnessy. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. Let's start with you, the new executive director of Trail Mix. I think you started back in February. What's your history with Trail Mix, and how do you get that position?
Yeah, so I started with Trail Mix, leading a trail crew in 2015. Our big projects that year were the Peterson Lake Trail and some work out at Dredge Lakes. In the following years, I worked as a project manager and was offered the full-time executive director position in February. So I'm excited. I'm really optimistic about getting a lot of work done this summer, and I'm excited to talk about that today.
Sounds good. And as an ED, does that mean that you're off the trail and behind a desk, or do you still get to get on the trail?
I try to get on the trail as much as possible. And thanks to modern technology and hotspotting, it's pretty often. So I enjoy being on the trail as much as possible.
All right. Sounds good. So what's going on? Where's all your energy going right now?
Well, right now, all of our energy is going into recruiting and hiring. So the projects that we're working on, hiring for, are the Horse Tram Trail and the Treadwell Ditch. We're going to be doing some work out at Point Bridget. And we're excited to be partnering with the city and Eagle Crest to start a project that's being called the COVID-19 Conservation Corps. And with that, we're going to hire between 14 and 18 folks to come work on trail crews this summer and improve trails on the Perseverance Trail system. We're going to improve a lot of beach accesses out the road and on North Douglas. And we're hopeful to work on the DuPont Trail.
Wow. All right. Job opportunities this summer, 14 to 18 people. Who should apply? What's the age range?
Any age range is welcome to apply. To be eligible to work in this COVID-19 Conservation Corps, people need to be either furloughed, underemployed, or unemployed due to COVID-19. So anyone who's been has had their employment situation adversely affected by this pandemic, we definitely encourage to apply. We're really, really excited to get a lot of work done this year.
All right. And what is the date range of this employment?
We are, our typical season runs through the end of September. We're hoping to have folks working on this COVID-19 Conservation Corps project to be employed through October 15th. We started interviewing folks yesterday, and our application window will close on July 6th.
All right. Get out your pens, listeners, if you're interested. We'll get that contact information and where to find the application here soon. Ryan, take us out on the trail in the day of a typical employee with Trail Mix. What's it going to look like, and how are you guys staying safe?
Yeah. So one of the big questions we were asking ourselves is, how can we expand our capacity and keep everyone safe and minimize the risk of transmission of COVID-19? The ways that we're doing that, let me back up a little bit. Trail work, I think, is really structurally really amenable to social distancing. Being in the woods and maintaining a distance between your coworkers is relatively easily. In addition to that, we spend a lot of time talking about, appropriate PPE for trail work and general safety practices for trail work, working with tools and being around small machinery and rigging operations. So we spend a lot of time talking about safety. So building social distancing practices and constantly reminding each other about those safety practices that we're taking is key to keeping everyone safe. In addition to that kind of general daily safety practice, we're limiting the number of folks that can ride in vehicles and Trail Mix vehicles together. We're encouraging our crew members to meet directly at our trailheads. And we've started using some mobile time clock software to facilitate that. We're obviously requiring masks and gloves and hand washing along with recommended guidelines.
All right. And we're talking Monday through Friday, kind of 9 to 5 style hours?
Well, one of the things that's unique about trail work is we can typically get more done in one longer day. So we prefer to have our crews work in 4 10-hour shifts. So typically that looks like working Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are trying to be really flexible with that time this year. Like I said, we're asking people to transport themselves to the trailheads that they're working on if they're able. So we recognize that people's transportation situations are different. But generally, that kind of 7 to 5 is our guideline.
Got it. And you've been with Trail Mix since 2015. What kind of person makes a good trail worker?
I think somebody who it would describe themselves as an optimist and likes to be active and outdoors.
An optimist?
You know, it's really easy. It's really easy when you're working in the rain and the mud all day to get down on yourself. And that can, you know, when you're with a small group of people, that can really take a toll. So having a positive mental attitude is huge to doing what we do.
All right.
So yeah, I think that, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ryan O'Shaughnessy. He's the executive director of Trail Mix, and we're talking about summer employment opportunity that goes through October, mid-October, it looks like, of this year. Ryan, where can people go to apply?
People can visit the Trail Mix website to find an application. It's trailmixinc.org/employment.
All right, trailmix.org/employment.
Sorry, Scott, it's trailmixinc.org.
Oh, you said that. I messed up. Thank you. All right. So employment, that sounds very exciting. What else is going on right now with Trail Mix?
Well, we're getting ready to launch what we're calling a Hike for a Pint campaign. And we're pretty excited to partner with Devil's Club and COPA to be issuing trail passports. People will be able to purchase a trail passport from the Trail Mix website, pick it up from COPA or Devil's Club, hike 5 trails in Juneau, and receive the stamps that it will be installed at the back of, at the end of that trail, and then turn that passport in for either a pint of beer or a pint of ice cream.
Wow.
We're going to have, yeah, kind of exciting stuff.
So what would be an example of 5 trails that somebody could do right off the bat?
Well, the 5 trails that we're going to feature on our trail passport are the Outer Point Trail, the Mount Juno Trail, the Glory Hole Overlook Trail, the Schweitzer Creek Trail, and the Lena Point Trail.
Okay, so those 5 trails. And, you know, I think of the Mount Juno Trail. That's pretty ambitious, pretty steep. Does somebody have to get to the top to get their stamp?
We're working on exactly where the stamping station is going to be installed on the Mount Juno Trail. We want to keep this open to as many people as possible, and we want to keep it as geographically spread out around Juno as possible.
All right. So 5 trails can earn you a pint of ice cream or a pint of beer. Okay. What else is going on?
Well, that's really what we're working on right now. We have a new newsletter coming out, and we have a renewed social media campaign happening. So if you're not already following us on Instagram or Facebook, please check it out. We've got some fun stuff being posted on there.
All right. Back to employment here for a second. You said 14 to 18 people you're hiring here pretty quick. You said the application deadline is July 6th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So people should start applying now.
Absolutely. The application window opened yesterday and runs through July 6th. The pay range for these positions this is $19.75 for crew members and $22.50 for crew leaders.
Got it. And remind us the website once more.
The website to apply is at trailmixinc.org/employment.
Okay. Ryan O'Shaughnessy, I appreciate your time today. He's the executive director of Trail Mix, hiring 14 to 18 people now through the end of October to do trail work. Check it out at trailmixinc.org. Ryan, anything else you'd like to add?
That's all. Thank you for having me, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
for me. Something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.